This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As U.S. President Joe Biden's administration waits for the U.S. House of Representatives to take up a bill for aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, experts say U.S. allies are not the only ones in need of the funding boost. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
America's support for Ukraine's and Israel's militaries has turned up the heat on the U.S. defense industry. Factories across the country tasked to build more weapons and ammunition at a pace not seen in decades. But analysts warn the defense industry is not keeping pace with complex threats, ranging from Russian aggression in Eastern Europe to attacks from Iran-backed militants in the Red Sea. A Senate-passed bill with billions of more military support for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the United States. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The UN's refugee chief said Friday the prospect of Gazans crossing into Egypt from the border town of Rafah to escape a military assault would make the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict impossible and cause an atrocious dilemma for the people fleeing.
We must fervently do everything for this not to happen.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi. Israeli plans to assault Rafah, where more than a million Gazans have been sheltering, have drawn widespread condemnation. Israel on Friday nervously awaited an attack by Iran or its proxies as warnings grew of retaliation for the killing last week of a senior officer in Iran's embassy in Damascus. This is VOA News. Growing numbers of Russian soldiers are trying to get out of the war in Ukraine. Overall, asylum claims from Russians have surged in the U.S., France, and Germany since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, but few are getting in. Facing criminal charges in Russia, some live in hiding as they wait for a welcome from the West that has not arrived. They argue that helping deserters is in the West's own interest and less costly than shipping weapons to Ukraine. Thousands continue to flee Myanmar to Thailand a day after a strategically vital town near the border fell to anti-junta opposition fighters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A stream of people from Myanmar continued to cross over to Thailand early on Friday, a day after the strategic town of Miawadi fell to anti-junta resistance that is growing in strength. The adjoining Thai city of Mae Su has seen almost 4,000 cross the border daily, a doubling of usual numbers as fighting in Myanmar intensifies. Those escaping fear junta airstrikes.
I am afraid I feel safer on this side of the border.
They can't bomb Thailand.
The loss of Miawadi robs the junta of vital earnings and trade while strengthening rebel groups such as the Karen National Union, analysts say.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Changes are likely ahead to Poland's strict abortion laws, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Polish lawmakers have voted to continue work on proposals to lift a near-total ban on abortion, a highly divisive issue in the traditionally Roman Catholic country. Poland has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. Members of the lower house of parliament voted to work on four separate bills. Two of them propose legalizing abortion through the 12th week of pregnancy, in line with European norms. One plan proposes decriminalizing assistance for a woman who terminates a pregnancy. And a fourth would keep a ban in most cases, but allows abortions in cases of fetal defects, a right that was eliminated by a 2020 court ruling. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union drug regulator found no evidence a class of diabetes and weight loss drugs such as Novo Nordisk's hugely popular Wegovy are linked to suicidal thoughts, it said on Friday, ending a nine-month probe. The regulator's committee, which monitors drugs' side effects, said no updates were required to the treatment's product information after reviewing the available evidence. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.